Holy Gospel is taken from the 17th chapter of John's Gospel. Jesus prayed, saying, "I have made your name known to those whom you gave me from the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you have given me is from you. For the words that you gave to me, I have given to them, and they have received them, and know in truth that I came from you. And they have believed that you sent me. I am asking on their behalf. I am not asking on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those whom you gave me, because they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I have been glorified in them. And now I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them in your name that you have given me. I guarded them, and not one of them was lost, except the one lost, so that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you, and I speak these things in the world, so that they may have my joy made complete in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they did not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. I am not asking you to take them out of the world, but I ask you to protect them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you have sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, so that they also may be sanctified in truth." This is the gospel. All right, so I have a joke, and it's a different joke than I told at the first service. That was wasn't controversial. It was just not. It was what?
Mixed reviews.
It had mixed reviews. So this one, well, we'll see how this one goes. But a little boy was in a relative's wedding. As he was coming down the aisle, he would take two steps, stop, and turn to the crowd, put up his arms like claws, and say, "Roar." Then he'd keep doing that, so it went on. Step, step, roar. Step, step, roar. Step, step, roar. So he kept doing that down the aisle. The crowd, of course, roared with laughter. When asked what he was doing, the child sniffed and said, "I was being the ring bearer." I was being the ring bearer. A bear. See, a bear is roaring. Did you get that one? No. Okay, I'll toss that. Yeah, I think I'm 0 for 2. It is better. I'm 0 for 2. So I go into our driveway. Last night, I came from the Synod Assembly. You know, every year the Lutheran Church, we're part of the Evangelical Lutheran Church, and we are made up of synods, and synods are geographically located groups of churches. We're the Southwestern Washington Synod. 88 churches came together in Vancouver, down south, and met for overnight to hear about all the wonderful things that are going on, and there was a lot of reflection on good ministry happening in the church. And so when I pulled into our driveway, I noticed that, because, you know, we've lived in our house now, what, 2 years? Three? Almost 2 years, yeah. And I noticed, hey, we have some rhodie bushes. And the only reason I noticed that, now here's why I noticed that. Well, now just hang on. The reason why I noticed that, you know, because I was out with our dogs one day and it was raining. And it was like everything was just so green, you know. And I was just thinking about that and about my friend who lives in Tennessee. I talked with him and he mentioned that. You know, it's just so stinking green here in this state. And so when I pulled in, I just noticed this red and the whites. And then we got a purple. One, I mean, this beautiful, and I started looking around. It's like everybody has rhodie bushes, it seems like. We have at least a couple of visitors from Aberdeen, and there's a road in Aberdeen where if you go, it parallels the main road coming in, and you go down into this valley and you look to the left, and there's just this enormous amount that a person has planted, you know, of hundreds of rhodie. I mean, right now it's just got to be breathtakingly beautiful, if you like rhodie bushes at all, and the colors. But you know, until you notice things are blooming, you might not notice. And that's the case with going to this Synod Assembly. It was just kind of exciting to see all the things that were blooming, all the different colors that were happening in our church, in the life of our church, you know. And so, you know, we got this little booklet that showed some different examples, and like there's one church that they have a ministry that's specifically with this church is in Mandan, North Dakota. Mandan, North Dakota, for those of you who know the real place. So here is a church that has specifically done a ministry that deals with the juvenile system. So when kids are incarcerated, or you know, they get in trouble, they get locked. If you've ever been in a juvenile system, by the way, it's not like the regular adult system. The juvenile system is really designed for children to be successful, to get back into school, to you know, try and straighten out their life. That almost is a ministry in itself. But anyway, this church specifically partners with the juvenile system so that when kids come out, they basically embrace them. They basically accompany them. They embrace them. I mean, there's a picture here of quilts, you know, like we have quilts here. I mean, that's what they're doing is a kid comes out and they're giving them a quilt and say, you know, you matter. You can make a difference. Let's get you going on the right path. So, I mean, that's a great ministry. And then just even locally in our synod, within our southwestern Washington area, three churches were highlighted. One is called Rock City, a new mission start led by Pastor Ann Jones Barnes. And she's an African-American woman who felt called that, I want to make a difference in the lives of Tacomans. Of Tacomans? Is that for people from Tacoma? Tacomian? I don't know. People from Tacoma. So she started meeting in a church like ours, except in Tacoma, and doing this specific service, this specific ministry to African Americans that only she can do because she is a great singer, she's a great presenter, and she has this spirit about her. When we watched a video of kind of what she does and her, I mean, it's just a wonderful ministry that she's got going. And you have to remember, when we're highlighting these things, these are ministries that are started because this church, St. Mark, and all of the 88 churches give some of our monies that we gather to go to the national church. And then the national church, in turn, gives grants to places like Rock City and Tacoma to start a new mission. You know, when a person has that calling that says, yes, that's I'm going to do this thing. So there's that. Then in First Lutheran Community Church in Port Orchard, they decided that what was important for them was to hire a community resource person. So that they got a grant to be able to do that. So now a person is in their church and specifically helps people who have needs, whatever those needs are, needs with housing. But basically it's another walking with. This person walks with the people in the community and provides resources, things like that. And then the third highlighted thing, which is actually similar to what we've kind of started here with Thursday Church, or Pizza with Jesus, we're calling that now. But this is a little fancier version of that. Lucia's Table. That's the idea of this church. And it's called a dinner church. So they set up a very nice looking dinner table, you know, like you would in a higher end restaurant, and invite people to come in from the community. And just by showing hospitality, and it's formal, and yet questions are asked, and it's okay, you know, to come and not have doubts and things like that. But it's just another way in that context, and that is in where is that at? Port. It's another port. Ludlow. Yeah, Port Ludlow. So those are just in our synod three examples. And as I was at that meeting, and all this relates to the text, by the way. It's not just me blabbity blahing, but in this text, there's two things that are important: joy and sanctified in truth. Those are the two phrases that stuck out for me anyway. And joy, this is what I would suggest joy is joy is grace-induced smile. So if you've ever experienced, raise your hand if you've experienced joy at least once in your life, maybe, no? Hopefully most of you have. But it's those moments where you smile, or it's those moments maybe where even you break out. Some of you know, I like to sing, so I might break out in song at any moment. I won't today. Maybe I will. I don't know. We'll see. But we don't get enough joy, you know, and that's what Jesus is saying. The good news is about joy. God knows us. And God, because God knows us, God loves us. Anyway, and that's a good thing, because that can bring freedom and joy in knowing that you're a loved child of God. It doesn't matter if sometimes you are Jesus-like and sometimes you're Judas-like. However you are, whether you're a saint or sinner, God loves you and God knows you. That's the good news. So all of these ministries and things, it's all about joy. When that kid comes from out of the juvie and is embraced by a church, when you see that smile, that's God working. It's a wonderful thing. So I got the privilege of then saying, hey, what are we doing at St. Mark? Because our bishop said, Eric and Beth, tell us about St. Mark, what's happening at St. Mark. So I got the privilege of doing that. And I told them some of the things we were doing with Mountain View. And here's some of the things, just a quick review. You know, we had, at one point, we gave $11,500, and the check still stands when you walk under the door of the church as kind of a what? The school, yeah. The check sits in the school, the big check we presented them. You know, it wasn't a real check. It was a fake check. But it sits there as a reminder of that wonderful partnership. And we put in thousands of hours with Mountain View. And then our community garden, how we make that connection with the food bank and community garden. We, you know, provide food for the food bank. And all of the kids last year and now starting this year again are coming over to plant the crops that will eventually be harvested and go to the food bank. So, I mean, you have this wonderful circle and connection of good food, because, I mean, last year I learned how to eat kale. I don't know if I want to go there again. I mean, kale was already, I'm not going to eat zucchini. I'm not going to do it. It's just not going to happen. But there's the Lunch Buddies program and the Reading Partners and the Weekend Food Backpack Project and the Summer Lunch Program and Birthday Boxes and the Safe and Warm program that we did and the band and orchestra classes that come here and the back-to-school nights that we, you know, help with over their staff and the Thanksgiving food baskets and Christmas gift game drive. And I mean, it's excellent. It was kind of fun to brag a little bit. You know, I mean, not brag, but just say there's good stuff happening at St. Mark. That's more joy, more excitement, more bubbly good stuff happening. Which brings me to the second piece in the gospel. So there's joy, which is about grace-induced smiling. And then sanctified and truth. Now, sanctified is a fancy church word. It just means set apart. So it means set apart to do God's gospel work, to do God's purposes. You know, the gospel is the good news, and the good news is that God loves us and knows us, and that frees us. Frees us to do... Here's what I would suggest. It frees us to listen to... Maybe there's a God-inspired holy suggestion for you. And so this is how this works. When I was giving the presentation, I suggested, because people asked after, well, how do you do something with a school? My response was, well, you know, I'm a simple man, but you go over and you ask them. We're a church, and we've got some gifts and some people. What's something we could do? I mean, it's that simple. I mean, you just go over and ask, you know, so that I didn't. You just ask. And I said, maybe it's better to think about this. So if you know the good news, and that puts a smile on your face, and you're free, now you're free to answer just one question. And this is the question. This is a question for the holy suggestions that you'll hear from now on for the rest of your life. Because if you're wondering about what the will of God is, Erwin McManus says, you don't have to pray for the will of God. The will of God is all over the place. Just look. Just look. So this is the question you have to answer. Is this a thing? When you hear that holy suggestion from God, is this a thing? Am I supposed to go over to that school and help in some way? Sign up to be a volunteer and see what I can do? Am I supposed to dig some weeds out in the garden? Am I supposed to say to my neighbor, hey, how's it going? And introduce myself to my neighbor, maybe. Am I supposed to help that family member? Am I supposed to give that person a call? That's just the bottom line. Is this a thing, God? And the next piece of that, is this a thing here and now? So, is this a thing? Is this a thing here and now? And that's, is this a thing for me? You know, that's one that you can answer for yourself. Yeah, I want to do that thing. You know, we've if you read in the newsletter, and I've talked about it a little bit, but the number one need for homeless children in our school district, and there are 700 kids, and there are 66 kids who have no family, no friends, no support. They go to school anyway, which I think is just astonishingly amazing that kids go to school anyway with no accompaniment from anybody. Unaccompanied children are called 66 out of the 700. The number one need, it turns out, is laundry. They need, you know, need clean clothes. So we're starting to talk about this program, Clean Kids. And the idea is we use one of our spaces, one of our Edwing rooms, and three washers, three dryers we put in there. And then the homeless support staff person in the school district would give vouchers to those who need laundry services. Come here, and we would have people here at the church who would accompany them as they did their laundry, show hospitality, do that kind of thing, the good stuff of what churches can do. But at the very least, they would get laundry done, and it would be in a private, nice place. I have a friend who has three laundries down in Los Angeles, and he told me homeless kids, when they come in, they almost are naked by the time they're doing their clothing because they don't have clean clothing. You know, and you got to get it cycled. So this would just be a nice place for privacy. Someone already said, I've got a TV to put in there, you know, for kids. Oh, and a little table in the corner. I mean, it's just... and is this a thing? You know, just by asking that question, is this a thing? A lot of people in this church have already said, yeah, this is a thing and I want to do it, you know. And one person who goes to Thursday church only, she's come, you know, since we started several months ago, she said, put me first on the list. I don't have a lot of money, but I have time and I'm a grandma. And I will make sure that, you know, we take care of the folks who come here. So those are the questions. It's about joy. And it's about being sanctified in the truth. It's about being set apart and being ready to answer those holy suggestions. Is this a thing? Is it a thing here and now? Is it for me? Is it for us? That's always the question to ask. God's just waiting for the answer.